This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, hotties.
Yes, it is fucking hot.
Yes.
Very hot. It's going to be super hot this week in Los Angeles. And yeah, how's it going?
It's going well. How's your weekend?
My weekend was good. Typical quarantine weekend.
Same thing every weekend.
Community service. Uh-huh. Podcast work.
Yeah.
I have committed to running 60 miles this month.
Come on.
Woo. So I ran this weekend more than I ever ran in my life.
Good job. Proud of you.
How's your weekend?
My weekend is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Community service. Did some running. Oh, we had a really great weekend socially on our live.
Oh my God.
We did our wellness convention.
And color. Yeah, our wellness and color virtual retreat, which
was on Instagram. We had a great time on Friday. We did a mask and chill with our girl Tyann of Purple and Prosper.
We did.
All about skincare and wellness. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, we did a yoga flow with our girl Mariah.
Yes, we did.
Which was amazing. And then Sunday, we wrapped up with a hair and wellness conversation with our girl Lauren of Spice Sugar.
Unfortunately,
if you weren't on live this weekend,
you missed it.
You missed it now.
And you know, we didn't talk about that on the episode, which is why you need to be following us over on Instagram. We've been trying to tell y'all, follow us on Instagram. That's where the fun shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great live on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Live was great. If you weren't there, you missed that because we definitely didn't say that because tea was dished.
Tea was spilled.
So just make sure you're staying tapped in with us on social.
Yeah.
Because once the episode comes out, we can't really check in with you here until the following week.
Exactly.
So if you want real time updates about what's going on, what's happening, check in with us on social.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah. And then Sunday, just chilled. Had a really chill day.
Yeah.
I was off Monday.
Yes.
Which was nice. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to relax, sleep in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So it's another week.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So this is where we dish tea on pop culture, things happening. One thing that is happening is California is moving into phase two.
Yeah, of reopening.
Mm-hmm. So that means that bookstores are opening,
restaurants.
Retailers. Not restaurants. Not restaurants.
No. Oh, not restaurants.
Retailers for curbside pickup and other things. But you still can't get your nails done. You still can't get your eyebrows done. You still can't go sit down and eat. But we're improving.
Yeah. Those things might not be available until stage four is what I'm seeing. Like,
I thought stage three. Stage three for that stuff. And then stage four is like live events.
Oh, yeah. Stage three. Okay. Yeah. So we might be. They're estimating about like a month per stage, right?
Okay.
So
that's what it is. So in a month, we'll be able to get our personal grooming.
Yeah. In a month, my kitty cat will be like a seal.
Kitty cat wax. Bear. Nails done. Hair did. Everything did.
Okay. Cue the Drake.
Okay. So, you know, it's funny because we were all like, we ready to go outside. Then when they started saying California is reopening, we like, hold on. Ready to be open?
Right.
Are we ready? Are they sure? They got this shit under control.
Right.
So we're going to see a lot of other states have already begun to reopen. I saw that Italy is reopened after 2 months of lockdown. So, I mean, they definitely are getting a handle on it. There's more testing. The death rate has like kind of leveled out.
And honestly, there was deaths definitely,
sure.
But like we keep saying, and we said last week on the podcast, we said it in our mid-month check-in, that California was really ahead of the curve and flattening the curve. Yeah.
Shout out to Gavin, so president.
Right, our president of our
state.
We love Gavin. So yeah, you know, we were really influential with flattening the curve.
We were.
And making sure that we didn't have a spike,
because you guys were really preparing next year gig.
We were, and it's been nice because, I mean, it's kind of twofold. There wasn't a surge like we anticipated, but we were prepared for the surge.
Right.
But on the back end, it's been slow, and it affects the nature of the business, the hospital.
Yeah.
But luckily we're reopening. Things are changing. We're getting ready for more elective surgeries.
Okay.
So,
we're on
the up and up.
Yeah.
Which is great. So health and well to everyone.
We're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. I think. And you know what? We've been doing a great job. It hasn't always been easy, but we've been figuring it the fuck out.
Yeah. So it's been nice. Today I was even saying, man, I'm kind of thankful for this little quarantine period.
I'm thankful for sure.
Because today I was telling my friend, if I was off on a Monday with it, like without quarantine, right? And a normal Monday, I would be in the streets trying to figure out what I could do, get a service done, get my whatever it was, it would be filled with an errand or something to do. So it was nice that I was like, I ain't got shit to do.
I for sure wouldn't be running through my neighborhood. I can bet you that. Be running, and I would not be committing to running 60 miles.
I know.
I was saying that it was a struggle for me to start working out, like to get into a workout groove since this quarantine. And then last week I turned it the fuck up. I've been working out every day. Now I'm doing this run. I'm like, girl, you always got to do too much.
No, you're doing
good. It's either all or nothing with me.
You're doing good.
Transitioned to all. So, yeah, it's been a good time.
We'll see how things progress.
But I think we've done a great job overall.
We have. What you guys need to get better at doing a great job overall is making sure that you take the time to rate.
Y'all need to open back up and get in y'all cars and start listening to this podcast so that the reviews can get back
to y'all. Like, make sure that you're taking time to pour into the things that you love.
Yes.
We're coming here. Pardon me. A bitch just burped. We're coming here and recording during the quarantine. You need to be listening during the quarantine and doing your part during the quarantine.
Period.
Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you rate, review the podcast. It really makes a difference.
It makes a hell of a difference.
It does. For
sure. People be like, we saw your rating to
your
review.
We took a meeting today and someone made mention of it. So just do your part. It's the way to pour back into our ecosystem. We're all here to support each other. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot. So leave some sweet words. And remember, 5-star chicks deserve 5-star reviews.
Period. So let's read our review of the week.
Yeah.
This one comes from Just Call Me Different. Okay,
we'll do that. Right.
Different.
I'm different. She different. Yeah, she different.
Okay, so honest, authentic, and hilarious is what she says. So I started listening a month or so before quarantine. Binged every time I was in the car. Love, love, love y'all. I'm originally from Dago, and y'all giving that true SoCal energy. This is truly a gem. Y'all are my friends in my head, from the breaking in song to natural banter. The perspective and knowledge dropped weekly is needed and appreciated. Thank y'all and excited for the future. We'll be making it to an event in LA after we're off punishment. Rona.
Yeah, I mean,
we can't wait to have events.
Yeah, it's our hope that we can just get back into the swing of things. You know, the corona can't stop a bad bitch.
Period.
So we'll be on the up and up once all this is over. But thank you so much for the review. Make sure you guys do your part. Not yet. There's another way
you can do your part.
Mm-hmm.
You can do your part also over on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
So Patreon is a platform that we have created for exclusive. Well, we didn't create it, but we've joined it.
We're the creators of Patreon.
We have a profile on there where we provide exclusive content, additional episodes, affirmations, audio affirmations, which we just dropped.
Yeah.
Insecure recaps just dropped. We're starting a book club. People are pumped about that. So
yeah, that's exclusive to Patreon, so we won't be sharing.
And you can
be
at any level for the book club.
Yeah.
And you guys have been saying, what y'all reading? Come to the book club. Mm-hmm. And read it with us.
Mm-hmm.
We have videos on there. We have so much. It's really just a special community and extension
of this podcast.
The May playlist
will be dropping this week.
Yeah.
The May playlist will be up on the weekend, so you'll have something
have been
to
lit.
get through May with. Yeah. Honestly, we were at community service this weekend and I played the playlist
and it was a banger.
Everyone was Shazamming. Everyone was Shazamming. They said, I downloaded your whole playlist. I'm like, yeah, it's exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
exactly. I'm like, I shouldn't have been giving you guys a taste of what we have over here. But that just goes to show.
If you want to be the vibe curator,
right?
Playlist in your arsenal because it is a banger. Yes, I can't wait to listen to it in my car. To it on my way to the grocery store. Patreon has been very lit. Thank you to all of the mommies who have come and joined us over there.
Yeah.
And let's do our shout outs. We want to start off with Madison.
Hey, Madison.
Because we missed Madison and she let us know on the live that we missed her. And we are so sorry. If we have missed any of you, don't hesitate to let us know.
Pull our card.
Because we really value y'all. So Madison, shout out to you.
Hey, Maddie. The nickname.
Right. Sharifa.
Sharifa.
Charisma.
Charisma.
There was a girl named Charisma in high school that did not like me. But
hopefully
I like
that ain't
it.
Her.
It ain't. She didn't spell her name like this.
Hey, Charisma.
And she, let me stop.
Hey, Charisma.
Okay, Tyra.
Hey, Tyra.
Lashana.
Hey, Lashana.
Chantel.
Chantel, y'all coming through over here on Patreon.
They're coming through. D.
Hey, D.
And Raven.
Hey, Raven.
So,
we are so happy to have y'all over on Patreon.
Hopefully you all purchase your books and are ready to join the
book club. Right.
And yeah, we love y'all. Thank you so much again.
Mm-hmm.
So
last week's episode. We had a lot of fun last week on episode 140.
Oh my God, that episode was wild.
Horrified or Flattered was the title, The Ultimate Catfish. So yeah, we talked about a Reddit letter where a woman found out that her husband stalked and manipulated her into a relationship. So if you didn't listen, it was very lighthearted, very fun, but sick. It was sick, and we talked about it on Instagram and got you guys' perspective. So there was a lot of dialogue, and
people wanted, they were demanding that we talk about it.
Yeah, they're like, listen to episode 140. We got to talk about it.
Yeah.
So listen, if you missed our live, talk about it amongst your homegirls. Send it to each other.
Yeah.
Listen and decide what it is that you would have done if your husband would have stalked you
and manipulated you.
And thus you end up married with two kids.
Sick, Oma.
Let us know what's good.
Yeah. So this week, we are still doing our standalone episodes.
Yeah.
Quarantines. And this week we got some fellas.
Yeah. Our brothers.
Over here. We got some fellas on our show to talk about what they're doing. We've been talking about our community service efforts that we've been participating in week after week during this quarantine. Mm-hmm. And so we thought it would be fitting to bring on the founders and the creators that we've been assisting.
Yes.
So we also get a little personal about how they're showing up for women.
Yeah.
So it's not all about community service.
It's really not.
It's about servicing women.
Servicing us.
So.
Our own.
So listen. Right. So listen to the end. It was a great conversation.
Great. Layered. Loved it.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, let us know what you think about the fellas we brought on. These are some intelligent brothers. Y'all have said we brought on some fuck boys.
So we've redeemed ourselves. You know, we got to have balance. We got a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yes.
So listen, let us know what you think. Share the episode. Just want to let you know and just remind you that this is a great time to get involved in your community.
Yes.
Right now, more than ever, we have to pull together and show up for each other. So a lot of that is in this episode. If you want to know how you can assist, you don't have to be in LA.
You don't.
There's a way. The link is in the bio. Please visit their page and just find out more about everything that they're doing and ways that you can get involved. And ways you can get involved in your own community.
In your own hood.
Yeah, in your own hood.
Period.
So yeah, let's get into it.
All right, here we go. Okay, you all, welcome back.
Hey, homegirls, welcome back.
So today we have two special guests and we have some of our favorite type of guests. You guys love when we bring fellas on, so we have some fellas in the building to chat with us.
Two fine gentlemen.
Yes, two fine gentlemen. So we have Lee and Dustin of Our Own. And you guys have heard us talk about them on the show a lot. Well, not them specifically, but you've heard us talk about Our Own.
Yes. Now we have the niggas behind the business. We have the men behind the brand here.
Yes, we do. So why don't you all introduce yourselves to our audience?
Our girls.
Absolutely.
How Take you it away.
We have contestant number one, Dustin.
How you ladies doing out there today?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dustin, founder of Our Own. What would you like to know about me?
Ooh.
We want to know.
What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
When were you born? What time of day?
March 4th, 8 p.m.
Okay.
Ladies put it in the chart. Put it into your pattern app.
Put it in your pattern app. No, tell us about Lee. Hello.
Yo, what's up? Lee Johnson. Lee.
Yes.
Co-founder of Our Own.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about Our Own. Like, give us a background. Tell us about your journey, who you are, what you do.
Yeah,
absolutely. So
how Our Own came to be.
My journey itself, I have about like 13 years in mental health industry. Worked with a lot of kids between like foster homes, group homes, bio homes, and schools, providing like prevention care and early intervention with families. So every time like, you know, a child or a family will have like a target behavior, we'll try to do what we need to do to prevent them from doing it moving forward. So by doing so, I started learning by being consistent in the homes and teaching kids how to use certain interventions like taking deep breaths, taking walks, understanding what coping skills and all these things are. I learned like if you could be consistent within a home or within a child, you would see some type of growth or success towards a target goal. So I try to take that same concept when creating, I guess, like Our Own, essentially, which it didn't get its birth until like I moved to New York. So I had to figure out, always wanted to do something for the community and for our people, just didn't figure out exactly what it was. And then in New York, walking around 125th Street.
Is that the ghetto?
Nah, it's Harlem.
So it's not the ghetto?
Nah, it's not.
Okay.
It's Harlem.
Yeah, we've never been to New York.
Suburbs. So we don't even know. Suburbs?
I'm like,
nah, it's, you know, Some people might call it a hood, but it's Harlem at the end of the day.
Okay.
You know, we have to go. You
the
have
East
to be
Coast
there.
Mommies know
it's a lot of history, especially on 125th with Malcolm X.
Okay.
Okay.
Langston Hughes House.
Harlem
down
Renaissance
street,
vibes.
Harlem Renaissance vibe, all mm-hmm. that. Apollo mm-hmm. on 125th.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're tapped in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like one day, actually, I was like walking to the train, and I stopped on this corner, and it was like some Israelites. They was like talking about, you know, what we need to do as people. And I'm just standing there listening, waiting for the train. And then something just popped, and I just started looking around like, okay, there's a lot of buildings. There's a lot of businesses. There's a lot that we don't essentially have of our own. I'm looking at all of our people. We're actually on the sidewalk selling our product versus like having ownership of the buildings or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I went into like the local CVS right there, bought like a poster board, some markers, went straight to the crib, started writing down all these ideas. Came up with the name Our Own, registered the name. Registered the name in Delaware real quick and started the business and didn't really have like the full direction of it, what it actually looked like. I had this concept, like a dollar can campaign, to where if I could get like a lot of people to donate like a dollar a day, then all this money would go to a pot and a fund, and we could use that to start a business and then use the success of that business to pour back into our own and keep that same model moving forward. Mm-hmm. But then I started looking at our people as a whole and all the things that essentially we needed to, like, I guess, do or accomplish to get to a certain level. I changed my lifestyle right before I moved to New York. So I've been, like, you know, eating plants and shit for like about
plant-based seven years now.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I saw what it did to me, allowed me to, like, receive a little more clarity in the world. Mm-hmm. But this overall health and just understanding what my body and the changes it did. So when I started thinking of ideas and projects, I wanted to tap more into the body first, the gut as the second brain, and figure out, like, if we could get the body right, then the brain essentially will probably have like this, you know, will be able to like receive the information that we're trying to give. So if it's business, if it's financial literacy, any type of education, you'll be more aware of it if you're like taking care of yourself as a whole. Mm-hmm. So the first project, you know, I figured I couldn't do that in New York the way I wanted to. So I moved back home and just put like all my time, money and effort into the first project, which was this food concept. This I wanted to get a grocery store, but I didn't have the funds for it, and then it wasn't fully thought out. So I'm like, all right, how can I take fresh produce to the hood, essentially, and tap into different areas around Los Angeles without actually owning a store? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, I raised some funds, bought a bus, and converted that bus into a mobile produce market. And I would take that into like Watts, Compton, Inglewood, Long
you
Beach.
You started hot. You like got it, started and
especially
got cracking.
Especially moving back, we would have been like, if I can't do it here, I can't. It's not meant
so
to
why
happen.
Exactly couldn't you do it in New York? Just because it's like so congested?
Very congested. It was just a lot. Like if I bought a bus there, like find out where to park it because parking is bad out there.
Yeah. Infrastructure issues.
Yeah, a lot of infrastructure issues. Mm-hmm. And plus I had like I would say a better network out here.
Okay.
And I could move around.
Home team.
Yeah. And I could like invest a lot of my own personal money without like, because I was blowing through money in New York.
Okay.
Socially.
The BMS.
Yeah, they're blowing money fast.
So how long were you in New York before you decided to come back?
About 2.5 years. I moved out there 2013 for
a shorty.
For a show.
Okay. Little baby, where you at?
Right.
Yeah, you know, had a... Yeah, I needed to get out of my comfort zone in LA. And I felt like I've grown, I was with my friends a little bit. Like, you know, I was just thinking a little bit different. And mentally, like, some of it was just stagnant. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I just needed more and put myself in a position to where I could expand. And New York, you know, it was a young lady that we met in college. We was friends. So I thought it was like, you know.
Where you go to college?
Cal State Northridge.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right here in the hood, y'all. Yeah. He's local. He's local. We went to Dominguez.
So I thought it would be cool to kind of like revisit that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I went. It got me on my zone. Lasted 2 months.
You made a whole lifestyle change?
It really served its purpose.
Wow.
Absolutely.
It served its purpose.
She got me out there.
Yeah. She probably wants her money. She probably's like, you owe me.
Shut up.
I would be like, hold on, get back here.
The property. The God's property.
Give me what you owe me. I'd be like, half of that company is mine.
Facts.
So you were there for 2 years and you decided to bring it on back.
Yeah, decided to bring it back.
You in the bus, you dropping off produce in the hood.
But like before even like building out the bus, is I started doing like little fundraisers to like make it happen. Mm-hmm. That's how I met Lee.
Okay.
Okay.
Now introduce Lee.
The second half comes in. So mm-hmm. Lee. So you guys
now are, Lee takes it away.
So right.
Take it away,
so
Lee.
The fundraising, was that your thing? Like how exactly did you all link up?
So I was actually, my background is marketing branding. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like the core, but I also enjoy like building spaces and things of that nature. So I think I met Dustin probably like a week before his event.
Wow.
And he came into a space that I built out in Carson and he was telling us about the event and I was like, oh yeah, sounds good. It'd be great. So he was like, you should pull up. So I pulled up. The event went well. And then probably like a week later, we connected. And he was like, yo, like, I like the design in this spot. I have a bus that I'm trying to design.
He tried to play me though on a bus though.
What kind of bus was this? Like a school bus?
I thought it was a school bus.
Because, okay, but you had something better, huh? You had a Sprinter?
Yeah, a Sprinter? A little bigger than a Sprinter.
We had a 50-foot, like it was a 50-foot charter bus.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was like a full-on thing. So he told me to pull up. I pull up to the bus and I was like, oh shit, this is not a school bus. So
right.
I got to
much bigger.
I got to put some respect on his name. Mm-hmm. So we started to kind of talk some more about kind of what his thoughts were. And at the time, I just was like, all right, well, I think it's a really dope thing. Just put me on as a consultant and we'll go from there. And probably about 2 months in, the budget was crazy. Mm. So much to get done to make it completed. And we just started to kind of vibe. And I was like, well, let's just figure it out, but let's just get this thing done. And I think through there, we just started to kind of build up our own thoughts on what this thing called Our Own could be. And we got the bus built. It was amazing. It blew up, but it was amazing.
The bus literally blew up?
Like, literally?
Yeah, the engine blew up after like 3-4 months of
operation.
Yeah. It was a CNG, so like natural gas operated ram. But like what happened was it was a diesel engine that was converted into CNG. So it still required like oils and all this stuff. And somehow, I don't know, man, water or some type of fluid mixed in with the oil. Start smoking
on the road. Y'all I'm like, trying to deliver shit.
Right. And I'm like, what's going on?
It's like, and then it got to the point that we just had to make a decision. Do we spend $10,000 more to put in the bus? Or do we
$10,000 just to buy a new engine before we can even put it into the bus to even find out what the problem is to fix that? So it would have been wasting more money.
Yeah.
So you had to go back to the drawing board.
We had to pivot. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So what did the pivot look like?
The pivot took time. I think the pivot was probably
the journey.
Was that like discouraging? Did you feel like, oh my God, I'm over this? Or did you feel like,
for me, like actually, I looked at it like I completed a project and actually got it to the people.
So it was never that services
did. Like you don't win if you don't fail.
But like, yeah, it served its purpose. It did what it did. So it like made me think of things like, okay, this is a lesson versus a loss.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a project underneath the Our Own umbrella. It wasn't Our Own itself.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, because that would have had me discouraged. I'd be like, bitch, our bus.
I mean, like, and like, we don't sit on stuff for too long. Like, we will kind of have our moments where like, you know, shit, this, oh my God, this is so horrible. But then, you know, we wake up the next day and then we, you know, we go back to the drawing board.
Keep it pushing.
Absolutely. Keep it pushing. So
Our Own itself is an umbrella, so it's going to always be a different initiatives underneath it to allow it to keep pushing the brand and have all of us win at the point, because that's the whole goal.
So tell us about that pivot.
Well, I think the pivot
you
came,
took two steps up, one step to the right,
one step to the right.
Be right back.
Yeah, we started to kind of just connect more before we even talked about like anything specific. It was just him and I just connecting and just building. And, you know, even though we have different backgrounds, we were seeing things the same way. Mm-hmm. And we kind of just kept meeting, like, I think like every week for probably like 6 months, we probably met 3-4 times a week. Just, I'm going to say just going through stuff, and we didn't really have a purpose, but we were just kind of going through stuff. And then we kind of locked in on what we wanted Our Own to be. And we wanted it to kind of hybrid, you know, between the nonprofit and then the for-profit sector. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we saw all of these things so clearly. And we wanted to like start, and we were like, well, how do we make a splash? and how do we let folks know that we're legit? And that's why, like, you know, we were going through ideas and we're like, well, let's do Be Right Back, which is our passport ambassador program. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of our pivot. Like, that was like the program that we decided was going to relaunch mm-hmm. this entire thing. And it's going to be so amazing that people are going to have no choice but to rock with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dustin, because Dustin told us like about his journey and how he already had this passion for like investing into the community. Mm-hmm. Was that initially your focus, or once like Dustin came around, you're like, this is a great, like, you know,
no,
idea to get involved in, and like, this makes sense.
Yeah.
What is your story, Lee?
What's your story? I know you're in marketing, but
I have a passion for success through business, because okay. that is what I've always been good at. Mm-hmm. I've always had a passion for service, but just not on this scale. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up in some crazy situations, and you know, like it's like I am so grateful for those that helped me like along the way. So I have always given back in my life. Okay. Most of the time it was to my detriment, because I just would go above and beyond for no damn reason. Mm-hmm. But it was just something that was in me to just keep going. Mm-hmm. So I think kind of through all of that, I just kind of learned to kind of pace myself with people. And then at some point when I kind of linked up with Dustin, I was like, man, this could be, you know, this could be a chance for me to use the skills that I have, but also my love for people in a way that I can direct the change and I can see it happening the way that it should. And that's kind of the flow. Like, that's just kind of where it comes from.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dustin had a migraine. Not anymore.
Yeah. He done talked his way out of it.
Still there, but yeah.
Okay.
Talked his way out of it.
Be back.
So with the Be Right Back program, you said it's a passport ambassador program. Can you speak a little bit more about what that is?
Well, let's tell you a little bit, I guess, the start of it, or I guess there's origins.
Give it to us.
I love to travel. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. I call myself Passport Poppy. Just
make
fun of myself.
I didn't know that.
Passport Poppy.
Okay, but, we're rolling with the nickname.
Nah, so 2016, I went on actually it was like my first real group trip, because I tend to travel by myself mm-hmm. or maybe with one other person, because, mm-hmm. you know, I like to do things other people don't. Okay. And I don't like to, I like to travel and relax and just explore, but sometimes obligations and making sure everybody having a good time just falls onto me.
Yeah, we know how
me.
It works.
It becomes exactly. a lot.
Yeah, it's easier to just go back with somebody or
so I ended up going with this group, and then everybody was just cool, and everybody was like essentially on the same page. So when we got to Cuba, was the first trip, my first group trip, we just explored, got to know the culture, the history, and everything like that. And then like the last couple of nights, we just started having like real deep talks just about this, improving the community, bringing access to different resources. And then I kind of came up with the idea of how can we bring kids on traveling? Because I know if I would have got to travel earlier in my life, I probably would, you know, be able to be whatever the case is.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, because my first trip, I didn't take that. I was like, what, 24, 25?
Yeah.
Turks and Caicos, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Slight
started
less.
Off with a bang.
My nigga said Turks and Caicos. I thought you were going to say, Mexico? What's that place? Yeah. What's that place? Where? Cancun or Cabo?
Right. No, my aunt got married in Turks and Caicos because that was her favorite place. So, like, she's a traveler of the family.
Cute.
She said, let me level y'all up.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, she made me get a passport. And I went out there and just, like, blew my mind. So, mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, shit. Like, clear water, dope food. I learned what kunk was. So I'm like, yo, what is this shit?
Yeah,
like,
what is that?
It's like a shell, like a shellfish or something like that. Okay. Like, but it's just fire. And then like, everything, it was so fresh. So I'm like, and the people, oh, this is dope. So we just started talking and building. My friends that was there was like, yo, let's just start tapping in. So we started this group chat or whatever like that. But as you can see, like when an idea comes to me, I like to execute it and mm-hmm. I like to go, go, go.
Yeah.
And at times, like, you know, some people are like, all right, yeah, I got you. And
they
fall
stall.
Off.
Yeah.
So I just kept going. And then it became like, all right. Me, after like the bus situation, like Lee and I started just building on what Be Right Back could fully be. And I just started throwing out my ideas and thoughts on early prevention still. Like, so tapping it back into like my profession, my career, and how we could reach kids sooner and earlier, provide them like tools and resources so they could be successful. Because like in our neighborhood, we don't have access to certain things like a private school may have or the cases, but we do have talented kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just need the ability or the opportunity
direction.
to go there. Mm-hmm. So me and him to start tapping in on everything, financial literacy, wellness, and how to make a whole like 12, 16 week program, and then concluded with like a passport and a trip abroad fully paid for.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs.
Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And that's great that the like families, the families trusted you because, you know, we'll be like, I ain't sending my baby.
Period.
Well, not all the family. Yeah, not all the families.
Somebody like, mama was like, hell no, you ain't going.
Yeah.
You ain't going.
Yeah, like exactly. We did have one and it was a lot there. But, you know, we tried to fight for the kid and ultimately, you know.
The mama won.
Yep, the mama won. So.
The mama won.
The kid was probably like, you ruining my life.
Period.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah, I would have been like, mom, everyone else is able to go.
Right.
But also, you know, I get it. I'm not a parent. So, like, you know, her son was, they lost the dad. So, and he was like the only boy out of, like, I think he had like three sisters.
Okay.
So, like, the man in the house, essentially.
Yeah. She don't want to leave.
She, like, you know, she was just overprotective.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, when you don't know certain things, like, because you have never been, you just kind of rely on what you receive from here. Like, the news, like, oh, Cuba's sex traffic is going crazy out there. I can't send my son out there.
Yeah.
The violence is, like, we can't do that. But, like,
Cuba is way safe.
It's probably, like, one of the safest places ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been there, so trying to explain that to a mother who hasn't, it was difficult. So we let her win. Like, it's okay.
Now he's sick.
Right.
He probably seen how it went. So speaking of the Be Right Back program, and that you guys are taking these young boys.
Mm-hmm.
Since our audience is mainly women, how are you guys teaching these young men, amongst everything else, the financial literacy and the wellness, to show up for Black women?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Since we're getting them young, how do we get them young
in
that area?
We're teaching them to travel. How are we teaching
them
to show
up? Well,
like,
I know for me personally, like, I grew up in a house where I had a lot of women in my family. So my grandma, aunties, sisters, and they never really treated me like a kid. Like, they was just 100% honest, real. I'll be like 7 years old and they talking about, like, the periods and how
what's really going
how
on.
How niggas is treating them and Dustin don't do A, B, and C. Then I also had the other side. So I had like my dad and his homeboys over there, you know, talking nigga shit. Okay. So
yeah,
I had
a good you seen it both.
All right. So I had a good balance. But what I noticed as growing up, I had like the big homie. And at the end of the day, they would come be like, look here, little fella, like, yeah, we about the bullshit, but like still this is like the role you might need to go to. So I always had like a different respect for women as I matured into like my dating phase. You know, I was still out here, like, I guess, doing my thing, but I was a serial dater, but I wasn't, like, disrespecting women or anything like that. I wasn't fully toxic. It was just...
Fully toxic.
You know,
you just weren't dragging them.
Yeah, just a few sprinkles of fuck boy, not the
exactly,
full pool.
Exactly, I was for sure a fuck boy. Point. Like, we all were, you know.
He said y'all all.
He said we all.
That means all of them.
At some point, yeah, like, all you know. We gotta, you know, we gotta evolve at some point. So, like, as a kid, like, you know, we only know, you know, what our homeboys and their big brothers is teaching us or the barbershop or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we're not getting led down the right path, like, yeah, we're gonna do some fuck shit. Yeah.
Right.
So when it comes to these young boys, we had like big homie conversations in Cuba. Or even when we was out here, like, you know, on some of our activations, like, we talked to them about, like, how's your relationship going? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Like, ah, you doing A, B, and C, huh? You know what? that might be cool to you right now, but yeah. like guarantee you, like it's gonna be an issue, and you might have to see different sides. Because I'm big on like two perspectives. Because at one point, like you know, you're gonna have a woman tell her side, the man gonna tell his side. Mm-hmm. But if there's no communication between both parties, like you might not be able to see my side fully.
Right.
So like you know, we teach them communication, how to talk to a woman, how to respect, how to treat them a certain way. So
we love just, respect.
Yeah.
That's mad
keep that
though.
At the forefront.
Period.
Nigga.
So how do you all show up for black women? Mm. I know Dustin, we saw you.
we seen you.
We saw you. So Dustin, he wears many hats. He's a doula. He assisted his sister.
Not a full certified doula yet, but you know, I'm getting there. I finished my class in June.
Yes.
He assisted his sister with giving birth, which was beautiful, mm-hmm. Especially with the black maternal death rate that's happening. Yeah. Like, that's real. We were just talking about that over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. But Dustin, how do you show up for women, black women? And then Lee, us know how you show up for us.
I have three sisters. Love them dearly.
No brothers?
Are you the oldest, youngest?
Second oldest. So okay. I have an older sister. We're 11 months, 10 days apart.
Ooh, y'all, you like me and my sister.
So like Pops pretty much waited like 6 weeks.
And period. Back right in. Back yeah, thing.
Right back in the lab.
That's how my mom was. Didn't wait for nothing to heal. She was like, boop.
And then I have two younger sisters. They got a different dad.
Okay.
So me and my older sister pretty much was like their parent, you know, like.
Yeah.
So we just looked out. I love them dearly, so I don't want any harm to come their way. And when you have sisters, you tend to look at like the things, you hold a mirror up more so. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, would I want somebody to do that to my sister?
Right.
So like I tend to ask myself that question a lot when I'm involved with a situation. If I'm about to do some fuckboy shit, like I will hold that mirror real quick and like, you know, pivot to the left. So with my sisters, like, yeah, like have my 28-year-old sister, she has my nephew and my niece. Mm-hmm. And I've always been fascinated with like the woman's like body anatomy, because you guys have the ability to like give life and create life.
We do. Strong queens.
Yeah.
Here.
And just learning more about it. And when you guys even like get pregnant, you guys create a whole new organ in your body, which is like insane.
Yeah.
When you think about it, like a whole fucking placenta is created. To provide oxygen to the baby, mm-hmm. that's growing inside. Like, it's just, you know, it's remarkable. So I know, like, my little sister, the one that just had a baby, she had a stillbirth at her first go around at 21. So like at 5 months, she you know, had to go through the whole process. Yeah. And
oh,
like,
God, painful.
You know, it kind of fucked us all up. So yeah. Like when she got pregnant again, I told her like, yeah, I'll be there. I start tapping more into like what a doula is, mm-hmm. Midwife, home births, and all this stuff. And I mm-hmm. told her like, I know you consider like a high risk, so we can still do the hospital thing, but like, let's tap into like a doula. And I found one, and they wanted to have assistant doula, cause
it was you.
Yeah. So my sister like, why don't you just be the assistant doula? Like, you might as well just get your hands
was
wet,
that
your feet
a little
wet.
Awkward.
Was
though?
That something that you were interested in before, or because?
No. Well, because I have a friend. Excuse me. I have a friend named Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Right.
She was actually pregnant around the same time as my sister.
Too. Uh-huh.
So I introduced her to like this place, Kendrick Space LA, mm-hmm. So she could get a doula.
Oh, I feel
there.
Like I heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a wellness center, but they go through like midwives.
Yeah.
Dads for donors, like they do a lot of like resources, how to like latch on to breastfeeding,
lactation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she went to start going to some classes, so she invited me to two of the classes, and then you know I was just only, you know, it was a couple boyfriends and husbands there, but I was like the only person I was there as a support, and mm-hmm. I was like really into it. Like I'm flipping the pages, I'm reading, asking mad questions, like yo, this is dope, like I didn't notice. And you just start tapping more in, and then I, you know, that gave me more of the confidence to kind of like help her out, but also help my sister.
Yeah.
And just took the role on full time, and yeah, like through the process, like you know, it was kind of weird at first. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna have to look at my
sisters. Yeah.
Yoni. Uh-huh. You know?
Dead. But at that point, it's not even like a vagina. It's not even like a vagina. It's like, all right, we're doing work here.
Yeah, that's actually what it was, and. Mm-hmm. The whole process of it was like this dope, like going through everything that I learned. So like when she went into labor, started contracting, like the doula, like she didn't come to like probably hours later. So I was there for like 14 hours, like
yeah.
massaging, hitting certain pressure points every time she contract, like, you know, like relieve some of the pain. So mm-hmm. she had to feel it all. Because the whole goal was to like labor at the house for like until she was like 8 to 9 centimeters before yeah. we go to the hospital because mm-hmm. she didn't want to get the epidural. She right. wanted to kind of like do natural.
Yeah.
And we had a whole birthing plan. You know, I went to a lot of her doctor appointments and everything before. So like I was, you know, I was the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the whole process just even getting to the hospital was like a trip. Like
you thought the baby was going to come in the car?
Well, shit, like...
You damn near did?
Yeah, because, like, so she... But when she couldn't take it no more, it was...
I would have been like, I can't take it after hour one. Let's
right,
go.
Back. So she was like, it was already 7 in the morning. So we had to drive in L.A. to...
In traffic.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Like, we almost had a bad accident because I'm like, she's screaming at me, yelling at me, and... I'm like, I'm going to get us there. You know, I don't know why you're raising your voice.
You're probably calm.
I'm super calm. Like, stuff like that. Like, I guess, like, my field I worked in dealing with, like, hostile, like, kids like, and environments parents. And crisis like that. Like, I know how to respond when something, yeah. like, intense comes. So,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
chill. You know, can I touch you?
Oh.
You know, I have to, like, go through the whole process. I had to put my doula cap on, my brother cap off.
We need so. All these men to become dudes, period.
Become a doula.
Nah, like, it's important. I think if more men... fully understood like what the woman goes through, I think we'll have a better relationship with the woman.
Understand
I agree.
Us.
I agree.
Seriously, like, and I think conversations just need to be a little more, you know, this isn't to be had.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if we can actually understand each other's perspective, then we might actually get to a better point. So,
yeah.
But yeah, you know, to help deliver my sister's.
So that's how you show up. You're really showing up.
You're yeah, really
yeah,
there
yeah.
in the trenches, Lee.
And now, I how about you, Lee? That, how like, are you woo. Showing up? But there's other ways to show up for us.
Yeah. Well, everybody's not having a baby.
Yeah.
We're not all having kids.
I think for me, the main way that I show up is through giving a voice. You know, I think that one of the things for me when I was growing up, if I had to pick a female hero, it had to be my grandmother mm-hmm. because she raised us most of our life. And then her and my granddad were married for 43 years. Mm-hmm. So to see, to kind of see that and to see how he treated her like a true queen. And even when she had the craziest ideas, he would be like, all right, cool. Just try it. And I got your back. Mm-hmm. And I think that just kind of, and it's just kind of like those kind of seeds mm-hmm. that were there just kind of helped me throughout. So I kind of felt that kind of throughout my journey and like, and I would say like, especially the last 2 years, as our brand has begun to grow, I think it's important, to know that we can't do everything. Mm-hmm. And I think as smart men, we should only turn that over to strong Black women. Yeah. So there's a lot of things within our, I would say quite a few things within our space that we basically turned over the controls to strong Black women because they are in our communities. And, you know, if we are trying to teach our young men and our young ladies, you know, how to be the best of themselves, I think you have to have the entire village. Mm-hmm. And I think too that it's important that like for us as, you know, two Black men that we have to set the standard that we teach these kids about. So if we're in a place to give, if we're in a place to give that voice and we don't, then what the hell are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love it. So you guys have friends and homies, right?
Yeah.
A lot of friends and homies.
Mm-hmm.
How do you encourage your friends and your homies to show up?
Or do you
say something if you see your homie doing some sick shit?
Since you evolved, I'm a strong black woman.
Yeah.
I'm considered the grandpa of the crew.
Are you?
Because I'm always like, you know, I hold my friends accountable for their actions.
Okay.
We
stand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always pretty much been doing that like since like high school or in college, like once I start like tapping more into like myself and this evolving.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the conversations, you know, I can't reach them all. And, right. you know, some of my boys, I love them to death. They're my brothers, you know, but at some point they got to figure out on their own. So I could drop a seed here and there. And then hopefully at the right time, like they will just look at themselves and like, all right, I am fucking up. Like, yeah. Let me figure it out.
The breadcrumbs.
They got to be receptive.
But like, you know, when I see shit, like, you know, we definitely like, well, my friend crew, like they're solid, you know. We do fuck shit.
Good men, but
they're solid. They great
overall
dads.
Good guys.
They,
yeah.
they great dads. They yeah. show up for their kids. They do what they need to do.
Yeah.
You know, we probably fall short of some things, but like they got a good balance, a good foundation.
Okay.
So yeah, but I think that we just try to do a good job of just making it just a safe space for them to just kind of vent and be who they need to be at the time.
Yeah.
Because like life can be fucked up. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's true. I think a lot of things just kind of hit you like at different points. So, you know, I know that I got a friend right now and he's going through some shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes, there are two sides and I know both sides. But
talking about me?
No, oh. No.
I'm like,
no.
Are we?
No.
Spill the tea.
No.
Right. Spill the tea.
No, but I have a friend who's not in California.
Okay.
And he's going through a lot. And, you know, for me, it's just, you know, for me, I think there's a time to check and then there's a time to listen. So I think that is an important kind of a balance that, you know, that there's times that, yeah, like a friend will kind of hit me and I know that I'm in the wrong, but they just need to vent.
Yeah.
And then when I hit them in 3 days, then I'd be like, all right, that shit was horrible. Right. Let's try to work through this.
Yeah.
And then again, I guess it is because of my Virgo, which I don't know what all that means. I'm still learning.
Now we just be talking.
But right. I'm very practical and logical with things. So I will tell them you can go left and left will be amazing, and very you logical. Can go right and right will be amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's up to you which direction you're going to find peace. Yeah. And like to me, like it's okay to let things go. Mm-hmm. I think most of our life, we hold on to things just because we're content with them. So I think that that's what I try to impart on all of my friends, whether it's a relationship, whether it's work or whatever. Let that shit go.
A mantra.
Let it go. Keisha Cole.
What's your sign again, Dusty?
Pisces and Virgo.
Oh,
just asking.
We like to talk
about the signs on here.
We do.
Yes.
So do you guys have any advice on how we can individually contribute to our communities and uplift our communities? I know you guys do it as a collective, but for our listeners who may want to do something like on their own, do you have any suggestions?
I would say start with anything. Like, I think a lot of times
trash. Remember we used to pick up trash in the neighborhood?
Like, there is no thing that are like there's no thing that's too small. And I think with anything, whether it's the community or just with business, like, we just don't actually start shit. So I think the biggest thing is, like, if you have a passion for something, there's probably somebody in your circle that cares about that same thing. That's why you guys are friends. So I think, like, if you have that passion, find one of your friends that has that, like, mind, because I don't care what you're doing, you don't want to do it alone, and you can get twice as much done if you do it with somebody. Yes. So I think finding a friend that has that, like, mind, and if you guys want to pick up trash or you want to go drop off food, do it together. Like, you don't have to know all of the analytics. You don't need a website. Like, there are plenty of people that do amazing stuff and they never post on IG. And that is completely fine. Like, there are folks right now that their rent is being paid by someone that we all know, but we will never know it. Right. Because sometimes you have to move in silence. And that's how we do with things. Like, there's a lot of things that like, you're going to go to our website and you'll see a lot of really cool stuff, and you'll go to the IG, but there's a whole lot of things that we're able to do for folks and to bless people without anybody knowing.
Right.
And I think that that's kind of where it should start. If you find that passion, just do it because it's good.
Yeah.
Don't do it because you're looking for like anything else. And I think that that's why like we've been able to have some of the moments we've had, because at the end it's just like we're really doing this for the people.
Doing the work. You're moving consistent. Like the G in lasagna.
Yeah. Just be consistent.
Silent. Too.
Consistency is key.
Yeah, being consistent is key. Like, you know, I've learned that just with my jobs and stuff, that I might not see change the first visit, second visit, but probably like after a year and a half, this kid is actually using his coping skills and he's actually like, you know, evolving. He's getting better. So like just staying consistent and showing up and being patient, you know, understanding like, you know, the time's gonna come, whatever that success looks like for you. Mm-hmm.
What is personal improvement? Any advice on that? I know you've been speaking about like a collective shift and like mindset. What does that look like for you all?
I would say for me, and this is kind of where he and I actually like, we work well together, but sometimes it's bad for both of us, is that we just want things to be over the top, just fucking amazing.
Right.
So I like
Virgo.
So I
the Virgo energy.
The Virgo energy. So like there are times
she
that we'll just,
she hates it until the shit pops off.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it here.
No, I don't hate it here. There's been quite a few times that Dustin just like leaves my house at 10 o'clock at night, like, fam, I'm done. I'm tired. Like I was like, You gotta eat? like, are we actually gotta eat now? And low-key, I was in my feelings a few times. I was like, man, it's only 11 o'clock. Like, we've been working for 15 hours. Let's keep it going.
Oh, I got a migraine right now.
Right.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that.
Lee is a workhorse.
No, but I think for me, I have learned that there is no, that there is no such thing as balance, because I'm always gonna go hard at the stuff that I do. So I think it's just more about the pivot. And I think that the balance is something that, you know, there are certain things that you just, well, I'm going to say that you kind of tap in on when you need it. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be sometimes I might have a drink. There's sometimes I might cook. There's sometimes I might actually do more work because that finds me peace. So I think for me, it's just more of just being more self-aware and just intentional about how I work and then the people that I work with. Like if I'm going to spend all this time and just sweat, blood, and tears, like, why are you going to do it with somebody that, like, you can't call, like, your brother or, like, your sister? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, for me, I would say focus more, me personally, is self-care. Like, you know, I can't practice. I have to practice what I preach at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So if we're going out and we are showing up for our kids and showing up for our women or young boys in the community, telling them, like, or teaching them how to, like, take care of themselves, I can't. Me personally, I know I can't fully overwork myself to a point where I can't, I guess, pour from overflow.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't be too drained. So at times, yeah, I have to take a nap. You know, I'm going to have to, like, you know, eat. You
know, I got to eat.
After 10 hours. Like, I could go probably 10, but after that, I'm going to have to, like, you know, put a something in my quinoa or something.
Yeah. You know, but,
right.
No, but, like, yeah, it's just a... This self-care for me.
Speaking of which, what does self-care look like for you guys?
Yeah, what is self-care?
What does that look like for?
I put my sea moss mask on at night. Mm-hmm. You know, I listen to my Coltrane, relax after a long day.
I love
Isley Brothers.
Okay,
yes, Donny Isley Hathaway, Brothers.
Live. A little music then.
Yeah,
a little therapy.
Oldies.
Yeah, because music for me is huge. Like, my grandfather. Was big on that. Mm-hmm. And he got me into jazz, mm-hmm. got me into, like, just a lot of old school music, and then just culture, and understanding how to push culture forward through so many different ways. Like, we're innovative people. Yeah. Like, we're creative, we're dope. So
you're cultural producers.
Yeah,
yeah. Cultural producers.
So, there you are.
Culture. So since, like, yeah, moments. You know, so yeah, when I'm at the crib, man, like, I'm just fully relaxed. And I try to disconnect to connect with myself, mm-hmm. at times.
And how about you, Lee? What does self-care look like to you? For you?
Self-care for me starts with a aged bottle of scotch.
There it is.
Okay.
It has to be, you know, I really like the 15-year Glenlivet.
Okay.
Wow.
I put on some candles.
I know what that is.
Sometimes,
I'll actually take the time and break out the guitar and play.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
I play guitar, piano, and drums. So actually,
okay,
kind of have
little,
those.
Little, little,
yeah,
those
he's a, those. He's very Masego out here.
Okay, I
that's
love
why
it.
I call him now. He's a very Masego. He does everything.
Wow, imagine that. Lighting everything. The candle.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Lighting the candle and just strumming the guitar.
Hey, you know, sometimes.
Strumming my pain.
Sometimes it bees that way, but no, like, I think for me, one of, like, the things I do like to do is to write. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll get my glass and I'll just write down my ideas and my thoughts, and I'm a notebook guy. So I have, like, notebooks for probably the last 10 years easily, mm-hmm. that it's crazy. 'Cause there'll be some random thought and I can go and pick that notebook up and go through and find the page and kind of be like, so for me, that's kind of a therapeutic way. Because sometimes, like, before I can give a thought to Dustin, I have to kind of, like, source it all out. So sometimes I'll put it all down and just kind of write it through, and maybe we don't even talk about it for a month, but it hits at the right time. So
not me, I just throw an idea out there, you know. Yeah. It's that Pisces shit.
Yeah.
And then the Virgo in me is like,
where are the details, Dustin?
Let's, well, that's yeah, why he has so, me, like, I am the details. So we,
yeah.
So he's like, yo, let's do this. And I'm like, that's a horrible idea, but let's do it. And then we figure it out from there. And, like, I know the one thing, and I feel like he plays me sometimes because he knows how I am, mm-hmm. but, like, he will, like, tell me that I can't do something. He'd be like, Lee, we can't put this together like this, or we don't have time. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll figure it out. Like,
the challenge.
Like, we had a piece on our website that literally he was like, I like this on this website. Can we do it? And I was like, I don't know how to do that, but I'll figure it out because you like it. And it took me like 15 hours straight, but I got it done. And he was like,
right, and I woke up like, nigga, how the hell?
Yeah. And I was like, you're welcome. Out. I'll see you in 3 hours.
Right. Probably straining your damn eyeballs. Right. That's crazy. It'll be interesting to find out what you guys' human design is. Designs are. I feel like Lee is probably like a generator.
You're a generator. Or probably a manifesting generator.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Are you more impulsive, Dustin? Like, are you impulsive?
At times.
I'm okay. Getting impulsive. Energy.
I'm impulsive with my pettiness, but.
Oh.
I feel like because you're such a workhorse, he has to be a generator.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Maybe a reflector.
There's like a small percentage of the population who are reflectors.
Yeah. That sounds like
I'm
that.
A
he's a doula too.
So projector.
Yeah, sure you have a lot of reflector energy, like
reflector or projector.
Projector.
Yeah. Or maybe a manifesting. You might be a manifesting generator.
I like the beach often, listen to waves and reflecting. I do that pretty much once a week.
It's different. We gonna wrap it. Yeah. We gonna tell y'all what y'all are after this. We had a little program. We'll put y'all birthdays in. You know your birthday? I mean, your date of birth? I hope you know your birthday after all of this time.
Right.
You know your time of birth?
Sometime in the noon hour.
Oh, okay. No, we need the exact.
But I think we can work with that.
We can work
with that. I'm about to do our read our charts.
Yeah.
You know it. I'm about to read y'all niggas.
Before we go, where do you see our own in 5 years?
Mm-hmm. God.
Or we can send it out a little further, 10.
Five, no, I mean, I think that
days, B.
Okay. Like, five.
You haven't seen the emails.
Okay. No, talk that talk.
Right. I think in 5 years, I hope that our own is going to be the staple for what it means to give to the community. You're going to see an organization who doesn't waste time, doesn't waste their resources, and we just kill shit on every single level. Mm-hmm. But I think that you're going to see that the impact is so great. And even 5 years from now, I think we're going to have some amazing success, but people aren't still going to quite understand it. And they're not going to understand the moves that we're making then. They don't understand the moves we're making now. Mm-hmm. But I think for us trying to run this business is that I think that's where our growth has come in, because we have the piece that it doesn't matter what everybody else thinks. Mm-hmm. Like we may not put out content for a month, but when we do, it's the fire content that you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like
Beyonce vibe.
Yeah. Like we are going to move to our own beat. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what you're going to see in 5 years. So whatever that may look like, is going to be amazing. But I think at the core, you're just going to see people that are just making a ridiculous impact. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You're echoing those
reflecting
sentiments.
Same sentiments. Yeah. Right,
so let our girls and our boys, because we have men listening too,
we do
know where they can find y'all, how they can support our own, where, you know, give them your tea.
Well, I would say the first way that you can support our own is doing what Dustin said, is self-care, because you can't support anybody else if you can't support yourself. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you are one that you are doing well, and pour into the people around you. Like, you know, sweep around your own front door. Mm-hmm. So make sure that the people around you are as whole as they can be.
Let's get the community back, man.
Yeah.
I grew up in a community and where neighbors looked out for one another. We took care of our block. And I'm from Carson, whatever. So,
oh, wait, I didn't know that.
I'm from Maryland, DMV.
So the block I grew up on, my grandfather's house, everybody on that block, we took care of the sidewalks. We every holiday we like decorated trees that was in front of our house.
Cute.
Had like our own like neighborhood watch this on that block.
Yeah.
So everything was smooth. I got my ass whooped by everybody on that block.
The original our own.
Every time I got in trouble. Yeah. You know, like my grandma's friends would whoop my ass. Like, I heard you at school talking
okay,
shit.
Okay, I would like, be like, why are you whooping my ass?
I'd be like, hold up.
I mean, Gertrude. We don't have
damn Dolores.
Right, exactly. Gertrude, get up off me.
But like, yeah, like it was community. And that's what I love. And that's what I'm used to. So like understanding like how we lost that a little bit over mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
It became neighborhoods and everybody's mm-hmm. just for self.
Yeah.
Versus like this coming together, just like trying to get that back more. So whatever you can do, like you said, a beautification project is easy. Just go outside, pick up the trash, and sweep and plant a flower, mm-hmm. you know, in the yard or something like that. Like, just take care of your neighbor. If there's somebody that needs some help, like, you know, drop off a produce bag.
Yeah. Speaking of produce bags, give them the tea on that.
To how to donate.
Come on.
So you can donate online at ourown.life. Click on that donate tab and make sure you support. Also, you can find us on IG at ourownlife as well. $25 per bag goes to feed a family. And we started it at the beginning of March.
Perfect and, timing, pandemic hit.
Yes. And our, well, like, and our thing is that we wanted to support and be the village for our kids. And we were going to make sure during this time that none of them would ever want for anything. And because of that love and that just
I'll
like
be right back kids.
Yeah. And then just because of that, people started reaching out and they just started sending us more names. So we were just like, well, we're just going to self-fund it and make sure that we can keep going. And then along the way, it just kept growing and growing and growing to where we have so many people come out week after week to support us. And we are unable to feed 75 to 80 families a week, which is amazing.
And then this is kind of like where it comes back full circle, because this is essentially
what
like the bus
doing.
Project.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Without the bus, like providing fresh organic produce, things, because we know right now like our immune system is being attacked.
Yeah.
So like everything that goes in these produce bags are to like strengthen your immune system at the end of the day. Like, and I'm not forcing a lifestyle change on anybody, but we're incorporating, like giving you the tools to incorporate a better lifestyle moving forward. So like to help you with our community where we're struggling with diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, obesity, all these things that's killing us, crazy numbers still, which is like our number one killer. So how can we provide this access to resources, these tools and education? So this is pretty much full circle coming back.
It is. God is good.
It's not a bag
He's
of
always ho- working.
Yeah. Right.
Always
it's working. Not a bag of ho-hos and ding-dongs, but.
The random bag of groceries. So again, let them know where they can find you guys on social.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at ourown.life. Facebook is ourown.life as well. And
ourown.life.
Yeah. The website.
Website.
And all that will be down in the show notes.
It go down. So, all right. That was so good.
Thank you, fellas, for joining us.
Appreciate you, ladies.
We love what you all are doing.
Yes.
And so ladies, go follow them.
Tap in. Y'all single? I'm just kidding. They're going to be asking.
Yeah, they're going to be like, are they single? Go on over and ask them yourself.
Yeah, okay? Slide in their DMs.
Yeah, my so, name's Dusty Young, 36 or so.
There
single,
it is.
Single, no kids.
Pisces.
And he's Pisces. A Pisces with the what
and
rising.
I do love to travel. I like to deliver babies, long walks on the beach.
Hot. He sounds like your nigga.
Okay, there you go.
His DMs.
There you go. Okay, we'll chat with you all later.
Next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.